In 2009, a group of Kevin Smith fans converged on Brantford, Ontario, Canada. Sent there to play hockey, they soon discovered their mission was full of hijinks, shenanigans, and a whole lot of beer and poutine. Having survived their first year in the Great White North, they returned every year to continue the tradition. But in 2015, three of them decided to document their adventures, trials, and tribulations. If you have come to laugh, cry, or simply enjoy yourself at their expense, then you have come to the right place. You have come to Jim's Barbecue.
Hi, welcome to episode 20 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
Well, guys, this is a continuation, part two of our wonderful trip to Chicago for Dark Lord Day.
You're going to find out if Dylan survived or not.
Oh, yes, you are. Wait till you hear what all the trials and tribulations that Dylan went through during this trip, because holy smokes, man, did he live it up.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how he pans out the rest of the story, since I didn't get to make it.
As Jim would say, oh my god.
Oh my god, Dylan did what?
Dylan did
exactly.
What?
Exactly. So wait till you hear what he did on this episode, man. You'll love it. But in the meantime, don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JimsBBQPod.
And you can visit the website at www.JimsBBQPod.com. Get the episode straight and fresh from the grill. Or email us and tell us how bad Dylan sucks at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com.
They should email in and say, is he okay?
That's true, too. If you're actually concerned about Dylan after this episode, which you should be if you listen to it, even if it's 5 years from now, still send an email.
But in order to hear those episodes, don't forget you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. So enjoy the episode, everybody.
I think that Trevor and I are like grade A obnoxious car passengers.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because on the drive there, as I introed the segment, we would just like lean out, like, well, Trevor and I were on opposite sides of the back seat, and Paul was riding in the center, and we would just like lean over to people that were driving by us, and like, I mean, anybody, you know, moms, people driving with their dogs, truck drivers, and we were just going, Dark Lord Day, woo!
Well, the one thing you got to remember though is that you also had your lanyard and official Dark Lord Day badge or ticket.
You get it out the window,
and you're like holding it up to the window and wooing at the same time.
Oh my God, it's wonderful! It's so great. It's something I love driving around with Trevor doing. If he's a passenger, we're both passengers.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny. You guys were making me smile there when you were doing that. But then, you know, we get there and we park and we're looking, and there's two lines to get into the place, and both of them had some distance.
Real quick, I'd like to add, while we were in the restaurant, the weather took a very intense turn, and just started.
It started raining and it continued to rain.
And it didn't stop. In fact, it got stronger at a couple points.
Yes.
But we don't need to talk about that, because basically it was raining all day.
Yeah,
end of story.
It rained all day. And did it bring a negative aspect to the event? Maybe a little bit, in that they only have some, like, they had tents and stuff set up, but they only have so much space under the tents for people. So I'm sure there were some people that were quite soaked, probably Brad included. Because
all he had on
was jeans and like a hoodie sweatshirt, and I don't know how he survived in that.
He was a good sport.
Oh yeah, most certainly, and you know, that was the thing is, so we park it in this brewery is located in a business park, so. Yeah. We park on the grounds of the business park, like in like some other company's lot, and there's like a fire department is
there's a fire department charity
doing like charity parking, and they're charging, I think it was like $30 for the parking, which
all of us
were like, what the hell, let's just do it.
Close. Yeah. So yeah. Trevor and I just were like, here, I said, here's $10. He had 20. We paid for it.
Right.
Something like that. I don't remember.
Right. So we we do that, and we get into this line, and there's just all these people are in line, and it's just massive amounts of bottles everywhere and cans in the line, like with like a lined along the line on the ground.
It was like a trail of the dead.
Yeah, like the empty soldiers are sitting there as we're going through the line. But then people are adding to it because everybody is sharing beer with each other. It very communal in that regards. Like everybody's just, you know, whatever they had in their cellars, that's what they brought to this event. And they're just sharing these things that are just amazing beers that you're not going to see in too many situations. I go to a fair amount of bottle shares, so I see quite a few things like that. I mean, things like Pliny the Elder came out during the day, and previous editions of Dark Lord came out. And I mean, I go to a fair amount of bottle shares, so I do see some stuff like that that gets, you know, passed around. This was just epic. I mean, it was anything and everything you could possibly think of was at this event.
But you know, it was funny. Some of the stuff that like we're looking around and we're seeing like some really like crazy good shit, you know, stuff I've never even heard of, you know, sure. Like probably some, you know, whales as they call them. And occasionally you would see like a Dale's Pale Ale or something. And we're just like, that was probably a palate cleanser.
Oh, totally. Totally. It was just, you know, something they just wanted to have just to kind of,
you know, we kept cracking like, when are we going to see like a Bud Light can show up?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean,
that never happened. Clearly, so these people took their beer seriously.
It certainly made the line go a lot faster, you know, because it was just a whole camaraderie amongst the people in that line. Granted, the weather was a little dodgy. I mean, it wasn't horrible at that point. But we get into the festival and we go and we get merch. They had a huge merch tent. And they're selling T-shirts and glasses and all sorts of things, hoodie, sweatshirts, and, you know, they're selling all sorts of swag, as I'd call it.
Swag.
And then Jim would have been in his glory. The only thing they were missing was a hockey jersey, and Jim would have been disappointed that they didn't have one.
I'd have made one for him.
I need to talk to the graphic designer. Who's in charge of this shit?
Where's the manager of merchandising here?
But like, I know a guy.
Jim's totally going to develop a Dark Lord Day hockey jersey for them for next year.
Oh, I should.
Badass.
Jim will, you know, Jim, if you come, like we were talking possibly about doing it next year, you should just totally get, like, we should get them made up and then just wear them to the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that would be epic. People would just be like, where did you get those?
Yeah. And then, like, if the Three Floyds people see it, they might want to talk to you about them.
And cool. By that, they mean, like, we need to file a lawsuit.
Like, or they could want some.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But, so the, you know, the event, like we said, there was a bunch of tents. You know, the actual brewery and brew pub was not open, but they had, I think, like two or three tents that were serving Three Floyds beer. We all went there like immediately after the merch because we're like, we need to start, you know, drinking some more. You know, there were two food tents. Wow, the food was fucking delicious. At least the food that I had.
Yeah, it was. I'll agree with you there. There was actually four different beer tents beer areas.
There was just like a big communal tent that had like a DJ playing. There was a tent with guest brewers. So we kind of like, I guess like made sort of like a little base camp in the DJ tent next, you know, just, you know, surrounded by people trying to get out of the rain. And I said, you know, I'm going to go like do a little, you know, like Paul and I, we grabbed some beers and then we went back and I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go explore a little bit. So I'll let you guys know what's going on. And you're like, okay, we'll see in a bit. So I walk over and I'm like, oh, there's a fucking comic book signing. And I forget if you were with me or not. You're like, yeah, they made a comic. And I had forgotten that. So I'm like, fuck, I'm going to go get some comics. So I go over and it's like $4 per issue. And I'm like, all right, well, this will be a nice gift for everybody.
I was going to ask you that because I thought I saw, I, I was going to ask you about this. I wasn't aware that you paid for those, Dylan, because I saw on their Facebook page that they were for sale, and then you just came back and you're like, "Hey, I got you all a comic."
Yeah, I bought them for you guys.
I didn't know that. I thought they were just like a, you know, like a freebie type deal. But right on, man. I really appreciate that. That's really awesome that you spent your hard-earned money for your buddies. That's really sweet of you, man.
I'm gonna cry.
I thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So
I'm not being disingenuous. I'm totally serious.
No, I know. I just think it's funny because I basically later on, like a bit after that, I go over to the tent and the comic is called Alpha King, based off of one of their, you know, beers. And I guess what they're doing is they're making this comic book series that sort of encompasses a lot of like their beers and their characters. And it's written by Nick Floyd, one of the Floyd brothers, I guess, and Brian Azzarello, who's a comic book writer I'm a big fan of. He's written 100 Bullets and Batman and some other stuff. And it's drawn by this guy named Simon Beisley, who's, you know, he's kind of, you know, he's pretty legendary in the comics. He's got a very distinctive style. It's very over the top and very, like, kind of horror-esque and shit.
Yeah, a guy I worked with, I showed him a picture of the cover, and he was wowed. He's like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe Beisley is drawing that." He's like, "That's amazing." He's like, "And you got him to sign it?" He's like, "That's unreal."
Yeah, well, the Three Floyds guys are all like into comics and heavy metal, obviously based on some of their, the beers that they've created. So,
well, the beers, but anyway, and the bands that they had there too.
Yeah, and the bands. Oh yeah, we forgot to mention. It was a lineup of like all like heavy metal death metal bands. It was like, right, Municipal Waste and Barrier and Lord Mantis and I Hate God and
was Killer Dwarves there?
No, they were not.
Okay.
So I go over and I'm like, "Oh, can I get 5? And the guy was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Why would you say no?" So I gave him $20, and I'm like, "Hey, you know, thank, you know, I was like, "Hey, you know, my name, I really like your work." And he's like, "Oh, thank you, I really appreciate that." Those three guys did not look like they wanted to be there. Even Nick Floyd, they're probably like, "This weather sucks. Everyone's drunk. We don't want to be here." So, but you know, they were nice enough to take a picture with me, and you know, I just said how much I enjoyed Azzarello's work, and he was got a little lit up. He was like, "Oh, thank you, I really appreciate that. What's your name?" I'm like, "I'm Dylan." He's like, "Oh, I'm Brian, nice to meet you." Which is funny because I've actually had him sign stuff before, but I wasn't gonna be like, "Oh, actually, we've met before," because why the fuck would he remember that?
Yeah, it's like, you know, you ever do that, like you meet somebody like famous or semi-famous, or even like a comic book artist, are they really going to remember you?
Like Larry Hama?
For the most part, most of them are not.
Yeah. So,
Larry Hanna?
Yeah.
I don't know that the guy would. I don't think that guy remembers what he had for breakfast this morning.
I just still was like, what's funny is how dismissive we were. He comes over, he starts talking to us. "What do you guys do? Blah, blah, blah." And then like it hit us like 3 minutes afterwards. Like, holy fuck.
Dude, it hit me immediately. I was just like, "Fucking Larry Hama's here." And you guys are like, "No, shut up, Dylan. We're recording Jim's Barbecue."
See,
I totally wasn't dismissive. I was like, "Hey, right on."
We're the only one dismissive, Jim.
All right, well, fucking be a dick then.
But I just realized I said Larry Hanna. I clearly messed that up.
Uh-oh, Jim, are you contender for Sarge of the Week again?
No, you would be Sarge of the Week for having to fucking correct me again.
Oh, that was that Sarge.
Oh my god. Jeez.
Oh my god.
I didn't feel the need to point out Mike's when he said Hanna, like, yeah. You know, I just let it go.
Dude. Because you're easy.
Let it go. Let it go.
Anyway, so I decided I was going to go walk around a bit. And it was at this point that I went to go take a whiz.
Thanks, stopped, we needed all that.
I stopped and chatted with these four guys. We started sharing beer. And I think it was at that point that Dylan started to become Dylan.
Ah, yes.
So I get back to the tent.
Go on.
After I had like my, you know, I had some food and I met back up with everybody. And I think I bummed a cigarette off of somebody.
Okay. Well, you also got to remember though, I mean, like at the, you know, actually Brad and I had to go and get in line at like 12:30 to pick up our allotment of the Dark Lord beers.
Well, I remember that. And I was like, you guys should probably get going. You're like, well, yeah, we should.
Well, right. But see, you were still okay at the point that we last saw you. you weren't Dylan being Dylan. You were just Dylan.
I was having a good time.
Sure, sure. I mean, we all were. You know, like you said, we went to the merch thing. We each got a pour of beer, like right after that, and then it was maybe within. Because, I mean, we waited in that line for a little while. It was maybe within 15, 20 minutes that Brad and I went and got in this huge, immense line to get our allotment of the beer. Like, it seemed like the early groups must have taken a lot longer than the later on groups, because we waited for such a long time to go through this line. And it was crazy. But we had a good time. We shared some beers with some people like that were in line before and after us, and it was really cool. And we were chatting with them a little bit, and had a good time just chatting with Brad and talking with him. I hadn't seen him in a while, so it was good to catch up with him.
I gotta say, I think the best thing about the event had to have just been like, I didn't run into a single person that I disliked. Everybody I met was super nice. You know, the shared the beer, the camaraderie, the laughs. I mean, we all made, like, you know, I wish I had gotten, like, some of their names and, like, maybe hit them up somewhere on, like, you know, Facebook. But, like, you know, just, like, the sheer, you know, just the community was awesome.
Right. Right. Well, you know, it was kind of interesting, you know, to see that, but also to see, like, the other side of it, though, too. Like, so we're in that line and we're, you know, we're having a good time and we're chatting with some people and... But then to see, you know, part of the ugly side of it, to see people that had just come out of getting their beers and they had dropped them.
Yeah, saw that.
Saw multiple instances of that.
Well, did they have a bag or did they just drop them?
Well, yeah, they were like, they would give you this canvas bag, but you got to bear in mind it's raining out this entire time. Maybe your
those bags clearly were not made to withstand like a lot of moisture.
Maybe your hands were wet. They probably were good for like the four regular bottles of the Dark Lord, but you, like most people, would try and add that fifth bottle, the variant, or they would maybe be like trying to adjust while they were walking and then something would slip out of their hands. So you would see things like that. And then you could also see that the sharing of beers, like while waiting in line to get in, was probably taking its effect on people. I got to tell you though, there's one interaction that we had that while we were waiting in the line to get into the event that I wanted to mention, was there was a girl that we saw that was kind of controlling the foot traffic into the event. That we were there, we got there probably what, about 11:15 or so, I would say, maybe 11. She had been there working the event since 4 in the morning.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. I don't know what she got out of the event. Like if she was actually like a paid person or a volunteer of some sort. And then maybe she gets some beer for volunteering at it or what. But holy smokes, is that a long freaking day.
Oh, yeah.
So that entire time, like Brad and I are waiting in that line, it's just raining and it's just kind of miserable. And I had brought like, because some of the camping I do for festivals, music festivals I go to, I have like a full on rain jacket and then I have rain pants. Well, I'd worn the rain jacket like right out of the chute, like right when we got out of the car. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to definitely wear the rain jacket. Neglected to put the rain pants on. I'm like, it's not too bad. I was like, I'll just stick with my jeans. Well, as we're waiting in that line and everything, I mean, we both ended up just getting soaked, right? we go back to the car and we drop our beer off, and I'm like, all right, I think I'm going to put the rain pants on, which I felt a whole lot better after doing so. Even though, I mean, by then, you know, my jeans were pretty wet and my feet were wet, my socks were wet. I was like, but there wasn't anything I could do about that. So we ended up dropping the beer off and going back in. And
dude, I don't even think I realized you put the rain pants on. So now I'm actually like thinking back to like getting in the car, and I'm like, why did Mike's pants like look so big? Because I couldn't process it at the moment, but now I'm like, wow, now I get it. Because like when I saw you initially in my head, I'm like, why does he look like an elephant?
Well, that's funny because I mean they're total. I mean I put them on over my jeans, so obviously they're huge. They're huge pants.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I couldn't process that at the moment.
So we finally end up meeting back up with Dylan and Paul and Trevor, and this was the point where we realize, wow, Dylan has really been enjoying this festival. To the fullest extent.
I mean, you guys showed back up, and I think my reaction was something like, "Hey!" or something like that.
Right, and then we're like immediately handed, we ended up going and waiting in line to get some beers, and then we show back up, and we're immediately met with you, and we're handed samples of beer to try. I think that's the point where I had the Pliny the Elder, and maybe one or two other samples that people were passing around, and you're just crazy as fuck. And then
I was in such a good mood.
Oh, you totally were. And then I'm like, I'm really hungry. So I walked around for a little bit, and I was feeling really defeated because this is one of the aspects of this festival that I didn't really enjoy, was that there was just, I hate waiting in line for things. I really do. And it seemed like everything had lines, everything. Like, wherever you were, if you wanted to get something or do something, you had to wait in a line for it. And it just, I understand that things might be busy, but it just seemed like they didn't have enough infrastructure to handle the amount of people that they have at this festival. Like, maybe they've outgrown the amount of space that they have for it. So, like, the amount of food vendors and stuff that they had available just didn't seem like it was big enough. And maybe it's just the way that they handle it, or the way they have the crowd control, that makes it just seem very, I'm trying to think of what the word is, just intimidating. Like, very intimidating to look, and you realize, oh, this line is a mile long to go get a hamburger, you know. But then you realize, oh, actually, you know what, this is actually moving pretty fast. Getting that hamburger isn't as bad. So I came back to where we were hanging out, and I was like, oh man, I didn't get any food. And you Dylan, to your car, you're like, oh Mike, why?
I'm like, I have no memory of this.
I'm like, wow, the lines are really long. I was like, you're like, well, I'm hungry. I'll go get food with you. I'm like, okay.
That's, oh my god, I remember going to get food with you, but I don't remember this.
So we get in line, and the line is, I don't even know how many people deep, 150 people deep at least.
And I don't remember the line being that long.
It went, okay, the tent that we were waiting in, it went around the back of that tent and out towards the porta potties.
Wow, I don't remember that.
Yeah. So we're waiting in that line, and you start to get into Dylan being Dylan mode.
Hmm.
You're just like, oh man, I'm having such a great time, and oh man, I really love being here with you guys. And Mike, I just want to say, I just love you. And
oh my god, Mike, I'm so sorry.
It was funny. I was enjoying every minute of it. Oh, I was like, oh my god, this and. Now you know why I have the notes that I have for the event, because I'm thinking all this stuff through, and I'm like mentally writing it down, because it's so wet out that I don't want to bring my phone out to write it then, but I wrote it like on the car ride back, and you're just like, I just man, I enjoy being with you every time we're together. It's so awesome. it was so precious. It was great.
Totally Dylan being Dylan.
So while we're waiting in line for the food and Dylan's being all lovey-dovey with me, which was incredibly cute, Dylan gets a phone call from Paul or Trevor. I think it was Paul. And basically the context of the call was that Dylan was going to or Paul and Trevor were going to go get their beer, and they were looking for Dylan.
Preceded by a text message that read, "Where the fuck are you?"
Right, which I don't even know if you answered or not.
Well, I hadn't felt my phone buzz, so.
Oh, okay. So you get the phone call and you respond basically, "Well, I'm waiting in line for food," and I'm like, "Dylan, if you want to go and get your, you know, go get your beer, you can. If you want to meet up with Paul and Trevor, that's fine." And you're like, no, I'll wait with you. I'm like, okay. I was like, but you can go if you'd like. I was like, I can get my food and, you know, you can use your tickets later or whatever. And but no, you wait and you end up hanging out with me for a little bit. We both chow our food, and I think you maybe got another text or something like that they're ready to go in or whatever to get their beer. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll walk over with you, and, you know, because I could tell you were in trouble. You know, like you really weren't all there. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to walk with you and make sure that you get into line and, you know, so you can get your beer.
I scarfed down that burger too.
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah. Well, I had a burger and a sausage. And I chowed both like within maybe a couple of minutes.
Yeah, that burger was donezo.
Yeah. So we walk over to the area where they're queuing everybody up to get their beer, and as we're walking up, we see Paul and Trevor going through the queue, which is basically like one of those like corrals where like you just kind of like weave back and forth. You stop and then you act like you're gonna start to climb the gate or fence to get to them.
What? No, yes. I didn't do that.
You totally did. I was like, whoa, no, Dylan, you got to come this way.
Oh, my God.
So I walk you most of the way back down towards where the entrance is to get in line to get your beer. I was like, just walk through that way and go get your beer. You know, just follow along and you'll be there. And you'll catch up with them. You're like, okay. So you walk along, I watch you for maybe a second or two, and you keep going. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go get Brad, because we're all like, just by this point, it's nearing 3 o'clock and we're all but cooked on this thing. Cause it's just the weather. I mean, played the biggest part in it.
It might've been even later than that.
Oh no, not even. Originally you guys were supposed to go and get your allotment at 4:30, but they were moving along so fast that they let you all go early.
Oh, see, I obviously I have no concept of like time, because most of that there's a good like you just explained that hour to 2 hours. I don't remember anything
except for scarfing down your hamburger.
Except like scarfing down the burger, seeing Paul and Trevor, and then I don't remember that. And then I got on the line. Apparently, I was a big, you know, everyone was a big fan of me when I came in to get my beer. Because what I remember is walking into that room and I was just like, I need some fucking Dark Lord. And these guys are like, dude, come over here.
Wait, really? Oh, yeah. God.
I like walked in and I was just like, I need some fucking Dark Lord, because I came all the way from fucking New Jersey. And they're like, New Jersey, that sucks. And I'm like, I know, or something like that.
Oh, my gosh, dude, that's aggro.
And
you've never told this part. This is amazing.
So I go in and they're like, well, here's your Dark Lord. Like, you got it. I'm like, I got it. And they're like, what variant you want? I'm like, is there vanilla left? Because I really wanted vanilla. I don't think there's vanilla left. And they're like, no, man, that's just been gone. And I'm like, well, what the fuck is left? And they're like, well, and I'm like, oh, give me that. You know, and I wound up getting the Madeira, the port wine variant one. And I was just like, you know, I went on some like very brief rant to these guys, and they were fucking like, they were howling. They're probably like, this dude is so, but he is so enjoying himself. And I took this picture with them where I look absolutely...
Oh my god.
I look so ridiculous.
You skipped over a big chunk of what occurred next for the rest of us. And you may or may not remember this.
Was anybody really, really, like, mad at me?
I don't think so. Well, maybe Paul was. I think Paul was a little annoyed because it was just so bizarre and weird that, I mean, at one point, I actually got a little scared that maybe you had some sort of accident. Like, maybe you... not a poop accident.
That's what, like, I thought.
No, like, you had, like, a legitimate, like, accident. Like, you fell somewhere, banged your head, something like that. Like, we were going to be sought out, like, that you were, like, in the medical tent or something like that. I'm not joking. I turned and I walked away after I saw you get into the queue. And
I'm actually, like, really nervous about what I'm about to hear.
No, it's nothing bad. It's just, it's funny. I mean, it's funny as fuck because I still don't know what happened to you. I mean, you kind of explained it a little bit, but we were all like, what in the hell happened? So I turn and walk away and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go grab Brad. I think these guys are pretty much at the end of their ropes as far as being at this thing. We're probably going to be able to cut out after this. And I know Brad was pretty much done. And I was done. And come to find out, Paul was done. And Trevor was done. And we all still had, like, basically when you go to this event, they gave you vouchers for food and beer. We all still had remaining vouchers. And none of us...
Oh, yeah. I have two of them up in my room.
None of us gave a fuck that we had ones left because it was just... It wasn't a bad event. It was just that the weather was so defeating.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'm going to grab Brad. And I was like, hey, Brad, let's head up towards the, where they come out to get the beer and we can meet up with the guys. And he's like, oh, okay. And there's like another beer thing there. And he grabs a beer while I'm waiting. And I see Paul come out and I see Trevor come out.
How'd you guys get there?
What do you mean?
Brad.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you took a train or something like that.
Honestly, he did. Brad didn't have a ton to drink.
Okay.
I mean, he had some light beer. I mean, not a light beer, not like a Miller Lite. I mean, a lighter body beer towards the end of the event. But it wasn't going to affect him any. So, and truth be told, we waited long enough that he was done with that beer by the time we were ready. I mean, way beyond the time when we left. Trevor and Paul come out, and I start talking with them. I was like, yeah. I was like, I grab Brad. He's in the beer line. I was like, what are you guys thinking? They're both like, yeah, we're kind of done here. And I'm like, all right. I was like, I was kind of thinking the same thing. And they're like, so what are we doing? And I was like, well, we're waiting on Dylan, and I think we can probably leave after he comes out.
You can very easily coerce him.
Right. Well, so you weren't too far behind Paul and Trevor. You were like maybe 70, 80 people behind them. So I'm like, oh, he should be out like in a couple of minutes. Easy peasy, right?
No.
So we're waiting and waiting. And I mean, it, you know, 5 minutes turns into 10 minutes. 10 quickly turns into 15. It gets to maybe 20 minutes, I think. And finally, I'm like, I'm going to shoot him a text, see what's going on. I send you a text, and then maybe like a couple minutes later, I get a call, and it's you. And I'm like, Dylan, where are you?
I don't remember any of this.
And you're like, I'm waiting at the entrance. I'm like, the entrance for what? I'm waiting for Paul and Trevor. I'm like, they're already done. They're already through. They're at the exit. You gotta.
I remember this.
I was like, you got to walk through and get your beer and come out to the exit. And you're like, oh, I thought they were going to come this way. I don't know. I think you thought that maybe they were going to come back that way or that you were going to somehow leapfrog and catch up to them or something. I don't know. It was
not going to try to and myself.
It was fucking weird. So finally you come through, and we all give you like a round of applause for making it through.
Oh, that's funny.
It was hysterical. I was like, I don't know how you did it. I really don't.
I gotta say, man, I'm kind of proud of myself. I didn't lose my phone. I didn't break my phone. I didn't hurt myself, and I didn't drop any of my beer.
Oh, but you did lose your phone.
I did lose my phone.
You did. In the car, you lost your phone.
Oh, well, whatever. That's okay.
Can we talk about that or no?
Sure, because I don't remember that shit.
You don't? Oh, God. Okay, so we get it. We finally get back. We get back to Brad's car. We get all packed in, and we're starting to ride back. And somehow, Paul and Trevor steal Dylan's phone.
I don't remember any of this.
Trevor.
Oh, wait. Maybe I do.
Trevor starts to write up a text message to somebody on Dylan's phone. And it's nothing inflammatory, nothing bad. It's just kind of like the other person who would get the text would probably just laugh at it and go, oh, man, he must be having a good time. They pass the phone. Dylan's scrambling to get this phone. He's desperate for that text message. Not to get.
Dude, I remember. Who was holding me down? Was it Paul or Trevor? Like, across Paul.
I think it was Paul. So Trevor passes the phone up to
Brad. Oh, I do remember this.
And then Brad passes the phone to me. And Dylan is sitting directly behind me. And I'm holding.
Did I start grabbing your hair?
I'm holding the phone out in my hands. And I'm like, oh, I was like, we could send this. This isn't bad. And you're like, no, don't send it. Don't send it. And I'm like, okay, well, if I were to send it, how would I send it? Would I hit this button? No, it's not that one. I'm like, well, what button is it then? I'm like, is it this one with the little envelope and the arrow? Is that the one I would use? No answer. I'm like, just give me the phone back. I'm like, well, tell me what the send button is, and then I'll give you the phone back. I'm not going to do that. I don't trust you.
Is this Dylan's trust issues?
Yes. And I'm like, Dylan, you don't trust. I'm your podcast partner. How could you not trust me? I was like, I am promising you that if you tell me what button is the send button on your phone, I will give you the phone back without sending this. I don't believe you. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Dylan, come on. I was like, really, you do not believe me that I will not send this text message. No. So he starts grabbing at me. He grabs my ears. He grabs.
Think I was being more overdramatic than anything.
He grabs at my mouth and my nostrils, my eyes.
You pick your nose?
He starts pulling on my hair. I'm like, Dylan, all you got to do is just tell me what the send button is, and I'll hand you the phone back. And I start leading him. I mean, this goes on, Jim, for like a good 15 to 20 minutes where he
refuses. No, it didn't go on for that long. It went on for probably like 5 minutes.
No, it was a good 15 to 20 minutes.
That's like most of the car ride home.
Exactly. It was. It was from just before the time that we got back on the expressway outside of Munster, almost all the way back to Brad's place.
Okay, here's what I remember is that finally I said, okay, it's that button, and you gave me the phone back.
Yes. And I was like, see, you should have trusted me to begin
with. And then I immediately fell asleep. Because I remember waking up and being like, we're back at Brad's house already? And it's like, dude, we were only like 5 minutes away. I'm like, no, man, I've been asleep this whole time.
It's so true.
I remember saying that. Like, I completely forgot about that, what just happened, like, what transpired. Which is funny, because now I have, like, a pretty clear image of it in my head, but I'm just like, I was like, dude, I've been asleep for a long time. I was like Rip Van Dillen.
That's funny.
But I'd only been asleep, like, maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah. So,
which, to be perfectly honest with you, really helped.
I bet, because, I mean, you kind of just came back and...
I mellowed out pretty quickly.
What's that?
I think I mellowed out pretty quickly.
Well, yeah, and I mean, the rest of the evening, I think you were okay. We went out to dinner after that, and we went and we watched hockey for a bit, and we had a good time at dinner, and that was cool.
I think just at that point, though, I had put so much in my body. I kind of felt like I was on another plane of existence. I think I was just, like, so... Like, I had become a beer.
You were a keg.
Pretty much. I wasn't drunk. I was just, like, this big thing of sitting alcohol. It was just sitting there.
It was fermenting.
It was fermenting. And, because so, I remember, like, we, you know, we got back and, like, changed. And I remember I had to wear, like, a pair of flip-flops out because my shoes were completely soaked. And
Dylan is not a Boy Scout. He does not come prepared.
No, I should have brought another pair of shoes. Yes. When we went out to dinner, I had two more beers, and I'm just like, why am I even drinking this shit? Like, I've been like, I was like strongly, but I don't remember talking that much for the rest of the day.
Well, maybe you'll remember this. You took a picture of Trevor and I think I'm looking at it now. It was at.
No, that was at breakfast.
It was at breakfast.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Hair Appreciation Day.
It was at breakfast, but you posted it later, and for some reason it's got graphics around it, and it says Hairstyle Appreciation Day as like a header.
Okay, let me tell you something, Mike.
What's that? You really appreciate Trevor and my hairstyles. It makes no fucking sense.
I want to tell you this. I could pretty much account for everything that happened this weekend. Even the shit that I don't remember, I can explain that. Alcohol, beer, copious amounts of it. You know, I could pretty much just like account for everything. I can't explain this. I don't know where that came from. I didn't like put a Snapchat filter on it. I didn't put like an Instagram filter on it. It just sort of popped up.
Kind of like some other things.
Yeah, apparently. All right, so...
We finally got back, watched the game. The Penguins beat the Capitals, right?
I was really excited.
That would be kind of fun with Trevor there.
Do you even remember that, when I celebrated the goal?
Dude, you were just like, yeah! Beast mode.
Oh, I get really jacked up when they score.
That might have been like the only time that, you know, like that probably was like, you know, I'm like, I don't know. You obviously probably didn't have as much to drink as I did, but.
Oh, not even close.
But like that little buzz you had on was probably like gave that a little extra oomph to it, because you were just like.
No, but really, Dylan, that's how I celebrate every single goal when the Penguins score. Regular season playoffs, so I get really jacked up and excited.
Oh, it was funny. So
you heard me last night when they won that game in overtime. Holy shit.
So
I mean, what did you overall, I mean, think of the festival? I mean, I kind of said my piece. I really think that they've grown too big for the space.
I would agree with that. They should have totally used that vacant lot that was right next to it.
Yeah, I mean, there might be some issues as far as that goes, as far as the town and stuff like that goes. There's a lot that goes into running something like that. So, I mean, there might be particular things that they're allowed to do and not allowed to do on the property that they use. It might be time for them to maybe look at, like, a different venue or a different format for it. Maybe they do, like, a multi-day type deal.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it seemed very too big for their britches at this point. And I mean, they're 20 years into it, which is kind of surprising, because a lot of times I go to festivals like this, and ones that I've been to where it's been run multiple years, they've always improved upon things. So you would think after 20 years they might have this thing down to where they could manage it a little bit better, but what do I know?
I think so. Generally speaking, you know, I obviously, you know, obviously I had a good time based on, you know, what you just revealed to me. Like, holy shit. I'm still in, like, awe about, you know, just my sarginess, for lack of a better word. But I didn't run into one person at that event that I didn't like. Everybody was super nice. I liked the food. If I saw any of the bands, I don't remember. That might have been my only regret. But I, you know, I really liked it. Couldn't really do too much else.
It was fun. I mean,
you know, about the rain and.
Yeah, you can't control that.
Over, I mean, I don't know. I think just like in terms of like the space issues, and obviously you can't do anything about the rain.
I mean, I do think that they had ample porta potties. I mean, that was
I you know what? That was actually a complaint I read online that people were complaining about that. I didn't have an issue. I thought there was always a readily there was a there were like what two bathroom areas.
We know how you like to piss.
Actually,
oh, Dude, I pissed like a fucking racehorse that day, probably.
Yeah, there was one over near the stage where the bands were, and there was one behind the tent where you guys hung out much of the day. And then there were also portos just outside the south entrance that you could go to and easily re-enter the festival if need be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't regret a second of it, you know? I remember the next day I woke up and I was like, I want to do that again. And I was like, you know what? I don't think I actually want to do that again. But I was like, I wanted to do it again.
I would do it again. I mean, I would hope that the weather was a little bit better. But, you know, yeah. That's...
It's hard when you're that close to the lake, you know? It's really unpredictable.
Well, especially, I mean, also consider it was still April.
So, it was a completely new kind of event for me. And I was talking to somebody at work, and they were telling me about this event. And Mike, this might interest you. It was my coworker Brian was telling me, I think it's like Belgium takes over Oma Gang or something like that.
Oh, it's BCTC.
Yeah,
Belgium comes to Cooperstown.
Belgium comes to Cooperstown. It's held at the brewery Oma Gang,
mm-hmm.
obviously in Cooperstown. It's like a big camp out and a bottle share. And, you know, yep. I was like, ooh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know of that event. Yep.
So, Mike, I don't know. So I know you're into camping and going to festivals. So I don't know that I would totally be down for that if you wanted to go to it. It might be a little bit, you know, different than Dark Lord Day. So
different, what I will say. Probably very similar in a lot of respects, I bet.
Yeah. What I will say about this, and that, you know, maybe, you know, this will kind of transition into our, you know, the next topic about the people at the festival. Like I said, I did not encounter anybody that I thought was unruly or rude or mean, or if I did, I walked by them, or I don't know. I was probably too jovial. Everyone's probably like, God, that guy is so, he seems like so happy right now.
Well, especially after your entrance into the brewery to grab your beers. I mean, those people probably loved you.
Dude, I'll put the pictures up soon, but like, dude, I swear those guys were like, this dude is, he knows what's up. And yeah. I'm
probably
glad
a bright spot for their day. Cause it's probably pretty mundane, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's probably a bunch of idiots that are, like, so drunk, they're just, like, and, like, drooling, and they're, like, give me my beer, and they're probably, like, wow, this guy's so excited, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad I didn't tell you that story, because I'm glad how much it entertained you.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, that one was good.
What I will say is, the next day at Brad's, like, you know, none of this is really relevant, but like Trevor, you know, left early, and you and Paul left around like what, 10 the next day to drive home?
Thereabouts, yeah.
So I was just hanging out. I was going to meet up with another friend of mine. And we wound up going to the museum, which, you know what, we don't even, you know, I'll just sum this up really quick. We went to the Field Museum. We got in for a discount because her mom was a member. You know, we saw, you know, some cool stuff at the museum. I liked it. It was nice to see her. I haven't seen her for a while. And I was just so exhausted from it that, you know, we were walking through the exhibits. We saw the dinosaurs and the, you know, a bunch of the stuffed animals, and the terracotta warriors were really cool. They were from China. They were, you know, some of them were on exhibit there, which was really, really cool. You know, we had lunch, and after that, I just like hopped in an Uber to the airport, and you know, the line was really long, but luckily I got through, and you know, I flew on home. You know, we don't need to talk about that. But to talk about some of the stuff that I read online when I was like at Brad's for like, you know, another hour or so, and when I got back was just unfucking believable.
I would say disappointed or disappointing to read.
I mean, you told me about the one guy that was like so inebriated he had to go to the hospital. I mean, that's just like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah. And that I guess he had maybe already gotten his beer, but then lost it because, you know, he wasn't in control of his faculties, and I mean, ended up, you know, taking an ambulance to the hospital, you know.
Which is why I'm really happy we left when we did, because if I had stayed, you know, any longer, I would have definitely turned into like one of those guys. And I'm glad that, you know, you guys.
Well, that's the thing is going with a group of people, your beer would have been handled.
Yeah,
I would have taken control of it for you,
and drank it.
Which is just.
No, actually, it's sitting in my house right now. So if I really wanted to be a complete and utter asshole, I could drink it on him. But you know, I'm not that guy.
I think only if I really screwed you over somehow.
Yeah, and I'm not that guy. But I mean, the fact that people were stealing beers from each other,
oh, yeah.
And
which apparently happens every year.
Yeah, I mean that aspect of it, I was really disappointed in him, because I mean one of the things that I like about like the beer community I belong to here, and you know, maybe a little bit to a lesser degree with, you know, the our street hockey buds, is the camaraderie. You know, and I only say it to a lesser degree with the street hockey guys is because I don't see you guys as often. So I mean, with the folks that I hang out with around here, we all have like a huge mutual respect for each other, and we wouldn't shit on somebody else's shit, you know, like we wouldn't take somebody else's stuff, you know. We, you know, everybody's really friendly and giving around here. To disrespect somebody that much by stealing out of like their backpack, or
that's pretty fucked up.
Stealing their Dark Lord beers that they've worked so hard to get and paid so much to get is just so fucking ridiculous. And it disappointed me to see so many stories about situations like that, or even beers that people brought in to share, and just they were like sitting in a backpack, you know, like in underneath that tent, and somebody just came by and swiped them. I was like, what a bunch of freaking jerk holes people can be, you know?
Absolutely. Oh, Mike, that's not even some of the other shit that I read online that blew my fucking mind. I think the one, I mean, I heard that there was like somebody was just like so like inebriated, they were just like screaming at you know, the people that were running the event. I think this might be the one. Well, there were two. There was one, a post that this was probably just somebody trolling, you know, the rest of the Facebook group. But this guy was like, shout outs to the guy who let me fuck his wife for a bottle of Dark Lord. And I'm like, that can't be real. That can't be real. But this one, this is the one that probably, you know, blew my mind the most. Supposedly, you know, I mean, if this story has any credence, you know, it's astounding. Supposedly somebody was getting really, really rowdy, and a cop came in to restrain them, and this person proceeded to smash a sample glass over the cop's head. And that's just fucking crazy. And
his name was Dylan Gonzalez.
No, it was not me. I was safely brought home. But just, you know, people like fighting with each other and stealing beer and getting rowdy, like that's not cool. But there's something about it that, like, you know, I've heard that there's been like knife fights at this thing in the past. And, you know, I find it a little bit weird that the guys at Three Floyds are just like, oh, wow, look at this shit that happened. See you next year.
Yeah, you kind of question, is it really worth
it's a little weird. It's a little bit weird.
Is it really worth continuing to do it? I mean, for
it's like their attitude is, let's see what happens this year. And then, you know, it's like, oh, well, there's the stories, you know, that people walk away from, so, or walk yeah. away with. And they kind of, you know, what's the phrase, you know, the turn a blind eye to it.
Right.
That is whatever, pretty fucked you know, up, though.
Yeah, I mean, you can only do so much to control people, like, in environments like that. But you begin to question, is the event really worth having to deal with the kind of issues? I mean, does it bring in,
it's just funny because like walking in, it seems so quiet. And then by the time we left, it just seems so loud.
Yeah.
But he was just like, you know, myself included, like completely wasted. But you know, the thing is that like, it's kind of become this, you know, this monument in the beer culture, you know?
Sure.
You know, sure. It's the, you know, I'm trying to compare it to something, you know, Dark Lord Day is the, you know, it's kind of like, it's like
the hockey fest of ball hockey.
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I can see why people enjoy going to something like that, but it's also the event itself is its own worst enemy.
I mean, the name kind of, it's like, it's perfect. It's like the Dark Lord sort of like hovering over everybody.
Yeah. I mean, you grow so big and you grow so big exponentially year after year, it ends up causing a lot of the trouble that you end up, you know, having by being as big as it is or as being as popular as it is. You almost kind of go, geez, do you really think we should continue doing this, you know, given the troubles? I mean,
at some point, Woodstock 94 of
yeah, year. At some point, the town is going to go, hey, look, you know, there's only so much we can provide you as far as security and whatnot goes. You know, at some point, you're going to need to be culpable.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I don't know, maybe they just bring so much money into the town, but, you know, it's just crazy. You know, I saw pictures of people passed out in like their hotel, you know, there's like a hotel, right. But you know, right in the area, the shuttle goes to and from it. I saw people passed out in the hallway. Apparently the White Castle just nearby becomes just like an absolute shit show. I can't even imagine what it's like going there, you know, and staying the whole day. To be perfectly honest with you, Mike, we probably could have gone at like, you know, if you guys hadn't had such an early thing, if we had had later things and wanted to like stay later on, we probably could have gone at like 4 o'clock and had the same exact experience.
Possibly, yeah.
It would have been, yeah. You know, but I still loved every minute of it. You know, it was kind of like somebody put a nice little protective bubble around me and I got to get my thing. And you know, I'm very happy that I got my 5 bottles and, you know, not everyone can say they went to that. Although I'm shocked when I talk to people, they're like, oh, this is like my 6th time going. I'm like, how the fuck are the 6 times in a row?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, that was Dark Lord Day.
Yeah. I mean, it was a hell of a time and, you know, maybe we'll do it again. Maybe we'll do something else. You never know.
Jim, what's your, what's your impressions of this?
I'm enjoying listening to the stories, especially the Dylan ones. I think Dylan's trust issues has got to be the best one, and then him trying to climb over the fence is another good one.
Dude, I think I'm gonna have to put an apology up on the group, but like if I had inconvenienced you more, if you didn't find it funny,
oh no, dude, it was the funniest fucking thing in the car ride. You made the car ride back the best. It was really funny.
As long as none of you guys were just like, oh my God, Dylan is being like just the absolute worst.
Oh no. We knew where you were at. And I mean, honestly, I felt a little bad about the bit with the phone, but I mean, I wasn't honestly going to do anything with the phone, you know, and it was just funny, your reactions and everything. I mean, you were practically
almost like in like a tearful pleading with me to not send that text.
Well, the thing was, I had no idea what was written, and you also have to count, like, I was completely, like, hammered.
Okay, so I'm going to give a visual so the folks at home can understand what was on the text message that could have been sent. It was a left parenthesis, a period.
Oh, it was boobs, right?
Right parenthesis. That was it.
It was boobs.
It wasn't even pluralized. It was one.
I know. But then there's the video of me, like, you of me, oh, like, God, passed out in Brad's chair. And I mean, I'm just out. The day caught up with me. I had to go to sleep. And I'm asleep, and all of a sudden I just hear, "Done!" And it was Trevor, and I wake up, and everyone just starts laughing at me. I would rather, that video is pretty funny.
You saw, I sent that to you, right, Jim?
Yeah. He was like, "Are you guys filming me?"
I couldn't even lift my arms, barely.
You tried to grab my phone.
Well, it was more like, get that camera out of my face, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was our epic weekend. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, there was Deep Dish, there was Trouble with Easy Passes, there was pubic hairs and food.
Tons of beer.
Hairstyle Appreciation Day, tons of beer.
Dylan being very Dylan.
Yes. But yeah, I think we've beaten the Dark Lord Day Festival into the ground. I think
we beat the Dark Lord.
We did beat the Dark Lord.
Although the Dark Lord might have beaten me.
We're up to one of our recurring segments that we're going to do every episode, which is the Twitter follow of the week.
Twitter follow of the week. Why are there two fucking birds?
Isn't that a Bob Marley song?
Two fucking birds?
It's two little birds.
All right, whatever. Let's just go.
All right. So who are we following this week?
I would like to suggest Shut Up Andrew. Shut Up. At Shut Up _ Andrew. I have no idea who the dude is, but he started following me. And I got to be honest, the big reason I noticed his profile right away was he had a Transformer as his profile picture. But the dude's pretty fucking funny. He just puts out random shit, and I quite thoroughly enjoy it.
Okay, cool. So right. Shut Up _ Andrew on Twitter. Check him out.
And now for our other weekly segment.
Surge of the Week!
Wait, was there music after that?
Yeah, Dylan was laughing, though.
Oh.
I'm going to reset it.
Dylan, you ruined the music.
Me, 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 me. Surge of the Week!
Oh, man.
Boop, 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 boop!
Mike, do you want to go first if you have a Sarge?
I don't have a Sarge this week, believe it or not.
All right, well, I got two.
All right.
And one will kind of be your Sarge of the Week.
Okay.
My first Sarge of the Week, the shitty attendees at Dark Lord Day.
See, that's the thing, is I didn't encounter any of them personally. So while
Neither did I.
I can appreciate that there's going to maybe be some people that dealt with some surgy people that maybe stole some beers from them. So I can feel for those people. But thankfully, I didn't have to deal with any surgy people at Dark Lord Day.
I didn't either. But this is going out to the good people like you and I, who may have had to deal with these people. And I'm talking about the thieves, the rowdy, violent drunks, the people who are smashing glasses on people's heads. It's like, come on, man. We're all supposed to be here having a good
time.
Come on,
man.
It's just because of, come on.
Oh, my. See, there's somebody who probably wouldn't have been having any Dylan that weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Some of us might have more patience than others.
So that's my first one, but this is for sure my own. And actually, I'm not actually calling out this person this week, you know, as a joke or a tradition, but this person gets Sarge of the Week from her, like, absolutely from me.
I know what's coming.
Mr. Chris Seymour is coming home from work. He's in downtown Burlington and he really has to pee. So he decides to take a pee on the beer store. The beer store being one of the beer places, the places you can buy beer in Canada. So he walks into the same beer store that he just took a piss on and to buy some beer. And the manager comes over to him and says, "I saw you on camera pissing on the store," and he refuses to sell him any beer. And his total was $24.50, and the guy refused to sell him the beer, and he gave him $25. So Chris's response to that was, "I made 50 cents for peeing on a building. Woo!" But still, come on, dude.
Come on!
Wait a second. Am I not understanding what occurred?
So Chris Seymour really had to pee. And
Wait. I got that part. I understand that, Dylan.
Yeah.
So he handed the guy $24.50, and then the guy handed him back $25?
Yeah. He basically rounded up for some reason. But that's not really the point I'm getting at. The point is, like, why did Chris piss on a building in the middle of, like, broad daylight, and he just, like, couldn't wait?
Have you ever met him?
Oh, I have.
Yeah, there you go.
Regardless, Chris Seymour, you get double duty this week. You are both the Sarge of the Week, and also go fuck yourself.
Ooh, we still got the go fuck yourself, too. That's awesome.
So how did you learn of this story? Did, like, Chris tell you this himself? Or
He told a bunch of us.
Was he proud of this moment?
Extraordinarily proud. And every single one of us was just like, oh, Christ, you're such an idiot.
Alrighty. So, like, when we go up to Canada in a couple weeks and we see Chris, I'm going to maybe step around his general direction so I don't end up in his
golden shower.
His stream, if you will.
We'd have to point him out to you first, though.
I don't want to cross his stream. You see what I
Jim,
did?
I see what you did, yes. There.
Jim, you have a Sarge?
I do, but I don't want to necessarily specifically name anybody because it's happened to me quite a few times this week, and one person in particular that really annoyed me, and this kind of ties into Mike's also annoyance today. Why the fuck can't people read shit and just understand what the fuck you're saying?
No doubt.
So I've been posting a lot of pictures and updating a few things or whatever, and I've gotten several questions, and this is just the example. I could probably give you five more. Just been an extremely annoying hot button for me this week. But if I post a picture, the whole picture's worth 1,000 words kind of thing, why would you fucking ask me something that's blatantly in the picture? Like, just say I put a shirt up and the shirt's blue, and I get 4 messages saying, "Hey, is that shirt blue? Like, does the picture look like it's blue?" Yeah. Then why'd you fucking ask me? So those are my Sarges of the Week.
All right.
I think Chris is a contender for the Sarge of the Week, though.
I think Chris should just be in the top five, probably the top one.
I don't know. I mean, all three of those are definitely worthy recipients. I don't know necessarily if we have a clear-cut winner, if you will, this week. I mean, all three of them are equally good. I mean, the previous episodes, we've had one that has definitely stood out.
But that's the beauty of it, Mike, is that there's just so many Sarges in the world. You can't just pin it down to one.
This is true.
Well, no. I mean, while we all, or usually maybe two out of the three of us might have one, we usually have one that is like
the definitive,
definitely the Sargiest of the Sargi.
The Sargiest of the Sarge. I like that.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if there's necessarily one there that I see that or hear that was clear cut above and beyond the other ones.
Yeah.
But I mean, all three of them are definitely
very good,
worthy recipients.
So
Yeah, but I think we're just about ready to close this
Episode out.
Incredibly extra long, giant sized Dark Lord Day episode out for.
I feel like I went to Dark Lord Day again.
Oh my gosh. You actually probably remember more of this time go around, you know, than you did the previous time you went.
Guys, I still can't wrap my head around that shit that I did.
The waiting in line thing was just mind-boggling. I don't know what the hell you were doing there.
Oh my god! I kind of given it a thought
to ask, like at the front of the line, like if I could have walked through with you just to kind of help guide you.
Did you have tickets and stuff?
Yeah, well, what they did is you basically had your laminate, and there was times on it, but they would also, when you received your beer, they would punch a hole in it and then also take this bottom part of it too.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I kind of gave it a thought going, man, maybe I should ask if I can just walk through with him because he's a little unsteady and stuff. And I was like, nah, he'll be all right. I mean, what could possibly happen? What could possibly go wrong? Well,
luckily nothing did go wrong.
Well, no, I mean, you just waited out at the entrance for 20 minutes for some reason unknown to the rest of us.
I don't know. I guess I just got it in my head that, like, I was going to meet up with Trevor and Paul. Like, they were going to be there or something like that. I don't know. I remember trying to explain it to them. They're just like, Dylan. But, I mean, Mike, you've seen me do some crazy shit.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, was this, like, in the top of it?
It was pretty strange.
I still think me being like, I love you guys, that's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was... It was kind of amusing. It was one of those like drunk I love you kind of moments, you know. It was funny.
But I mean, oh man, just walking into that fucking pickup station was hilarious.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm kind of glad I didn't hear about that previously because that made that story for me even all the more better.
Oh my god, yeah, I can't wait to show you the one picture of it. I mean, I just look so ridiculous. No. Anyway, so that was our epic Dark Lord weekend.
Yeah, so don't forget, you can check us out on Facebook, and maybe you can see some of those pictures of Dylan at Dark Lord at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can follow us on Twitter and follow us on Instagram at JimsBBQPod.
You can visit us on the web at jimsbbqpod.com and also email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
Thanks for visiting Jim's Barbecue, where our barbecue is all smoke and beers.
See you next time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Episode 20! Woo!
Cinco de Mayo!